The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful to be together on our Advent pilgrimage. Days where we are reminded that our hearts, our souls, our minds, our bodies are to be totally turned from anything that is not God to God Himself. Out from the isolation of gazing within ourselves, being opened by the Holy Spirit in the glorious freedom of the children of God. And the key to that interior movement of being opened from the center of our hearts, of our souls receiving life and therefore being led to God, is the Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Conception, the clemency for which we prepare tomorrow, is the one whose heart has been totally, perfectly, always open to God. The perfect union between eternal love, uncreated, and created love is her heart. And her heart then becomes the sacred refuge of God, so the Word becomes flesh among us. Today we remember St. Ambrose. Ambrose, who is a bishop and a doctor and father of the Church, one of the four great Latin fathers, whose life and whose teachings became and are always paradigmatic for the living theology of the Church. The fathers of the Church never wrote theology because they sought first to write something. They're always faced with pastoral difficulties, problems and questions of the faith the flock has brought to them, and it's through their own prayer, their suffering, their sacrifice, and their own being humbled by the mystery of the cross and the transfiguration of their interior life, that the Word becomes flesh in them, that they are able to speak with understanding the truth of the Word of God so that it would give life to the Church, so the sheep could hear the voice of Christ, so the sheep could be one flock. St. Ambrose, as many of us know, was a vice regent of the emperor. He was in charge, the governor of the area of Milan, of the Lombard area, probably the most wealthy and the most powerful place in the entire Roman Empire at the time. He himself was a single man, and he became attracted to Greek philosophy, and through the philosophers to the Christian faith, was then baptized, and when he was baptized, he was asked to be bishop of Milan. At the time, the Roman emperor no longer lived in Rome, but lived in Milan. And at that time, the emperor himself was an Arian, those who did not accept the divinity of Christ, but who accepted his humanity. And so there was a great schism happening in the empire. And the emperor himself, the influence of the empress, sought to claim the bishopric, the cathedral of Milan, the sign of the authority of the Church, the sign of the unity of the Church. And the emperor understood that he claimed the cathedral, that he claimed the Church. Ambrose had no military, but he invited the Christian people of Milan to inhabit the Church, to sleep there day and night, and to spend their days praising God, singing the Psalms. And he was teaching them the hymns that he himself wrote that we still sing in the Church. In those great persecutions, the great hymn that we sing on Sundays in the office, the Te Deum, was in fact attributed to Ambrose, or at least inspired by his suffering and his leadership. Eventually, because of the testimony of the Christian people, the flock that was truly united around their shepherd. The soldiers themselves became influenced by the Spirit. The soldiers themselves, who surrounded the cathedral with weapons and armory, began to praise God. And one by one, they began to lay down their weapons and to praise the living Lord Jesus themselves. The emperor realized that he had lost as the soldiers began to be converted, and as they also decided that they would not use their arms against the church. Ambrose wanted his people to realize that the glory of the church, the sign of the church when she is renewed, is unity. Unity that is the fruit of love and is the bond of peace. That is so humbling. We know how difficult it is in our families, in our offices, wherever we are, whatever our state of life is, to actually live in community. Community becomes the school of humiliation and suffering, where our own weaknesses, our own perhaps selfish dispositions, are exposed. And so community life becomes the occasion for us to either turn away or to totally turn toward God for help. In times of difficulty, we're inspired by the saints, by St. Ambrose and others, to be humble, to ask our Lord for help, to surrender our heart to the Immaculate Virgin, her heart which is the living center of the community of the faith, and with Ambrose also to have courage that the power of the Spirit and the power of praise changes us and lifts us so that we become one flock and one shepherd, one flock so we can hear the voice of the one shepherd as his living community.